Rebbe, the son used to walk up the plank of the Mizbeach, in front of the Seviv. Right away he would go on the right side, like where the Seviv that around the Mizbeach halfway up was. The first corner he would come to was the Dremis, the southeast corner. And he would make his Rika there. Then he went to Mizrachus Svenis, the east north corner. Then he went to Svenis Marovis, the northwest corner. Then he went to Marovis Dremis, the west south corner. That's the way he made his four Zerikas on the four corners of the Mizrach Yitzchayim. Shirei Hadam, the leftover of the blood, he would spill the leftover dam on the south side of this Mizbeach. And what's the lochos of the achilles of these chatis? You're allowed to eat it inside the Beis HaMikdash. It's that called v'necholim lefnim min akloim. You could eat it inside the kloim, the curtains of the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Azara. The zichre kuna, only the schom, only the men of the Kana could eat it. The men zichre kuna, the chol Michael. Anyway, in other words, even though by Korban Pesach, it's only tzliyesh, it has to be roasted. That's only by Korban Pesach. By Korban Chatas, they could eat it. Anyway, that's called the chol Michael. The yom v'layma, for one day, that day and the whole night, ad chatzos until chatzos v'layma, they could eat. But after chatzos, Rashi says, siyag osir chom l'atayro. It's midrabon, and they have to start eating by chatzos v'layma. L'harchi kodem mi'aveiros koros. K'dinam v'brochus per kama. Kol ha'necholom l'yomechod mitzvosom is really the whole day, just midrabon, and they made it ad chatzos. Now the Gemara says, heichi yovet. Rashi says, matona etz babakerim. How does the Kohen make the Zerika by the corner of the Mizbeach? So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan from Rabbi Elazar. Chad Omer one says, Noisein Amo Eloch V'yam Eloch. Like one Amo on the corner is also considered part of the corner. Rashi says, K'shu Oymeid, Eitzel Zavis HaMizbeach, when he's standing near the corner of the Mizbeach, Noisein B'tuch Amo, he puts it within one Amo of the corner, either side of that corner. When you come to a corner, there are two sides to the corner, either the south or else the east. So on either corner, it doesn't have to be mamish the corner itself, the point, but it could be with the first amma, the first 2 feet inwards of it. That's also called the carrying. That's called either an amma on this side or else the amma on the other side. That's what makes the zrika. That's what one says. The Chadama one says no, the Chadama machato v'yorit, he has like split it going downwards like, k'neged chudish akeren, mamash it has to go k'neged chudai, k'neged the corner of the keren itself, mamash on the corner, like the point of the corner, that's where he has to put it. Rashi says, machato v'yorit means loshna kotza v'kreina machato eisai. Tzmur says, Ali bar the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon d'yomar, hi atzma eina nasis. Ela begufa shakaren, according to Rebbe Elazar of Shimon, that he says the zerikas on the corner have to go on the keren itself. So the kuliyam malay pligi, according to him, there's no machlekes. Rashi says the yatsman's kolema kol atzma v'ikur mitzvase en relisham. So everybody doesn't argue the leibin and chuda. You do not have to have the corner, the tip of the keren. Rather, the amu alama brum amu. Each Amr is also called part of the Karen. As according to the hymn, according to Elazar Reb Shimon, where is the Mokon to put the Zerika? On the Karen itself. The Karen is called on top of the Mizbeach, the corner, like the horn that comes up the top of the Mizbeach. It's the top corner there. So that top, any part of that top piece is called the Karen. Therefore, it doesn't have to be right smack in the chudai in the point, but rather it could be on each side an amma, on each side pshita, that's called on the keren. Key pligi, where's the machlekes over here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar? The key pligi, ali b'di Rabbi, go according to Rabbi, that Rabbi holds the mach shalom mechut hasikra lemalo. Does not have to be mamash on the top corner itself of the corner, but the chut hasikra that's halfway up and upwards, that's enough. Any part on the upper portion, the upper half of the Mizbeach on the corner, that's called the Keren. So according to Rebbe is the Machlekes. that Maser v'Ameiloch v'Yameiloch k'neged Kerenu. One says even though it only has to be on the top of the Chutz Sikra, still doesn't have to be mamish at the corner there, but as long as it's within the first Amor, off the corner on either side, that's also called the Keren. Well, Maser v'One says no, that according to Rebbe, k'neged Chuda in, Tfeleh, according to Rebbe, it has to mamish be at the corner at the tip. That's called the Keren. But once you move inwards, even an inch or two, it's not called the Keren anymore. Since according to Rebbe, it does not have to be mamish on top of the corner, the actual Amma that goes up, but it could be from half of the Zdech upwards, so therefore one says it has to at least be at the corner itself. Sakta Machlaikis. Samar says, so Mesri, I have a question. This is true. Mesri, I have a question. It says, Chatis Hatzibur by Yochid Ketzot. What's the case of a korban chatas a korban yochid? It says Ketzad. What's the seder of the matonis? The matin demim hoyoilo lekevis. The kohen used to walk up the kevis of the mizbeach. Or follow the seviv, return to the seviv that's halfway up. Or follow the kohen's dromis mizrochis. First thing he would come to is the dromis mizrochis that's the east south corner. For tov will be at boy hayimonis. And he was put his fingers of the right hand into the dam, ham yumonis, sheb yamin, means a special finger of the right hand, a special finger, etzpa means the finger that he's rubber to do the malach with, and not with the shavuot's boy, the Rashi says. He only put the one finger, the index finger, like, that's the one he would put into the dam. Min ha'adam sheb mizrak, you put that into the dam, it's in the mizrak, v'choymer b'goydloi milmalo. Now again, v'chayme begodlo means he would support it with his thumb, milmala above, or v'yatzbo katana milamata, and he would support it with his pinky below, because he has his index finger, that's the one he dips into the blood, and he would support it with his thumb and with his pinky. Or machta v'yod, and he would make his rika like v'yod downwards, kineged chudish ha-keren, according to the tip, the point of the keren, of the corner. Ad, Shemechala kol adam shebetzbo, until all the dam that he has in his finger would be used up. V'chein kol keren v'keren, the same thing every corner of the mizbeach. That's the way he made his rika. So here you see clearly the rika had to be on the chudai, on the point, on the edge of the corner. So when it says, "Oh, come," this is what the Braisa means to say: mitzvah b'chudai, it's not mitzvah. Rather, the mitzvah is to put it b'chudai at the tip, the corner of the corner. That Yavid Am Eilach, Yam Eilach, unless Lombro. But if you put the dam not only in the corner, not only at the tip of the corner, but you put it an Amma inwards each way, that would also be kosher. So, guess you have no proof. Nevertheless, explains where the Ikka Machlekes, my Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, where the Ikka Machlekes and Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. The Tanya learned this, but the Gemara before in Daf Yud. The Tanya learned, Domim Hel Yoinim. The dam of the chatas lemoshta is supposed to go on the top part of the mizbeach, has to be from the chut ha-sikra above. Domim ha-tachtonim, the dam is supposed to be on the bottom part of the mizbeach. Nitne mechut ha-sikra lemata. What's called the bottom part of the mizbeach? From the chut ha-sikra, that's halfway around, downwards, that's called the bottom part. These are the words of Rebbe. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, and Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon says, was it said, only by the oila of a knife. By korban chatas of a behema, which is a kodesh kedoshim, where the dam has to be on the malam, he atzma inasis elo agufoi shakeren. It has to be all the way above on the keren itself. The keren means above on the top of the mizbeach, on all four corners, there's another amma coming up of the actual corner there. So that's where the dam has to be, on that top corner, not below it, even though it's above the chut ha-sikra. He holds, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon holds, that's not the makom mizrika sadam. It has to be mamish on the keren itself. On the Rabbi Avua, my time of the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe that he holds even by chatas be'ema? It's enough as long as the dam is on the top part of the chut ha-sikra, does not have to mamish be on top of the keren itself. The pasuk says, "V'yoroyel arba amos or Mi'aroi L'Mala. So it means that the Mizbech itself was 4 Amos tall, the royal Arba Amos, or Mi'aroi L'Mala was Arba Amos. So that's the question, like Arba Amos, who the heavy was only 4 Amos tall, we know the Mizbech was more than 4 Amos. So what does it mean to say the Mizbech was only 4 Amos? The place of the Kronos itself was 4 Amos. So it means the Mokum of the Kronos of the corners, that was 4 Amos. Now Tanan Hossam went over there also, Gemara Midas, Tanan Hossam, Chut Shel Sikra Chogro Biemtzo. There was this Chut, there was this like halfway up the Mizbeach, there was a string going around it, there was a line going around the middle of the Mizbeach. To show us exactly where the Domim HaTachtoinim are supposed to go on the bottom part of this, and the Domim HaYoinim HaTap is supposed to go. So, how do we know that there's supposed to be this line going around the Mizbeach? How do we know this? On Ravacha, Barav Ketinish Nemer, the Pasuk in Shemoy says, For Oysu HaReshes Ad Chatzi HaMizbeach that the net should go around the Mizbeach halfway up. So Torah knows no mechitza. Torah tells you to put a mechitza dividing part. Lahavdu ben domu hel yonim v'domim ha-tachtoinim. That there should be a place there to know exactly where the domu hel yonim is supposed to go on top of this chut ha-sikrim. The domu ha-tachtoinim should go below on the bottom part of this chut ha-sikrim. Then it says, Yuri ha-dam, left over the dam, used to put it, Shofech ha-yisoy dremis. They put it on the south side of the Mizbech. Tarim Rabbonim, El Yisoid Mizbech. It says to put the Shirayim on the Yisoid, on the foundation of the Mizbech. Zeh Yisoid Remi. It means the Yisoid, means the door on the south side. Tarim is Zeh Yisoid Remi. Tell me it means the south side. Or Yehini, maybe not that way. El Yisoid Maravi. Maybe it means the west side, the Marav side. The Yom Mitzosim and Amaforish. We'll learn now where it says it's Stam for a place where it says it openly, Mufurish. Like it says before by the Chatez HaPinim, we had before that you put the Shirayim of the Chatez HaPinim, it says Asher Pesach HaMoed, and they said over there it means the Maran side. So just like by the Chatez HaPinim, the Shirayim was on the Maran side of the Mizbech HaChitzoin, maybe Chatez HaChitzoin also, its Shirayim is also on the Maran side. Sadly, not to say it should be on the Durham side. Whereas a mat, I'll learn out, Yumad Yuridosim in Akevish, Liitziosim in Echol. The same way when you left the Echol, to the way when you come down from the plank. Ma Yitziosim in Echol, just when you come out from the Echol, from the Chatez HaPinim. The Samuch Loya means the first side that you meet, which is the Marav side, that's the first side of the Mizbech that you meet when you're coming out from the Echol, is Av Yuridosim in Akevish with Samuch Loya. The same thing when he comes down from the Kevis, he comes down on the dome on the south side. So if as soon as he comes down on that side, that's the place where to put the Shirayim of the Chatez HaChitzai. Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yishmer Leimel, Zeh v'zeh Yisoid Maravi. He learns both the Chatez HaPnim and the Chatez HaChitzai, both of the Shirayim were put on the Yisoid Maravi. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yoimer, Zeh v'zeh Yisoid Remi. He argues and says, no, both of them was put on the Yisoid Remi on the south side. So Bishleim Leman Diyom Yisoid Maravi, the one that says both, Rabbi Shimon that says, even the Chatez HaChitzoin is also on the Maariv side. Kisavah he holds, Yuma Tzosim and Amafirsh. Over there by the Chatez HaPinim, it says clearly, El Pesach, it should be done on the Maariv side. So what did on the Chatez HaChitzoin to say Malacha? El Leman Diyom, the one that says, Yisoid Yerami, the both was put on Yisoid Yerami, my time, what's the reason? Why should the Chatez HaPinim be put on the downside? So Rabasik, Savra Tana, the Tana holds, Kula Mizbeach, the Tzofen Koi. He holds the whole Mizbeach was on the Tzof, was on the north side of the Yazara Koi. So therefore, when he came out from the Hechol, he would meet the downside. That's where we meet first. He would meet the downside. Therefore, Dom is also called Pesach Oyamayit. That's the Machlokes exactly. Where was the Mizbeach HaChitzoin? Was it a little bit in near opposite the Pesach of the Heichon? Or was the whole Mizbeach on the north half of the Azara? and therefore when he came out from the Pesach of the Eichon, he would meet the Dorim side of the Mizbech. Lishna Achun, the other pshat is, Kule Pesach B'Dorim Koi, at least the whole Pesach of the Eichon, when he came out from the Eichon, he would meet the Dorim side of the Mizbech. That's why he holds the Shirayim, even from the Chatas HaPnim, is also put on the Dorim side of the Mizbech HaChitzai. Tony wrote like this, Tony the Rabbi Shmuel, Kev Shimon ben Yechoi, that they said that Kev Shimon ben Yechoi